Inning started with Teoscar Hernandez singling up the middle. The first hit off Paxton after five perfect innings. White followed with a double. Second and third and nobody out. Now second and third and two out. 1-1. Ground ball through the hole, left side, a base hit. Hernandez scores. White around third and coming home. The throw to the plate by Aoki on two hops, and it is not in time. White scores. Down to second goes Gurriel. He drives in two. 2-0 Astros.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Boy, a clutch hitter, a mature hitter, whatever you want to say about Yuli Gurriel. Can look off balance on that previous swing. You see it all the time. But ready for the next one, and was he ever. Driving in two for the Astros with two outs. Doesn't get any better than that.
Robinson Cano, the batter.
Coming into this game, a 375 hitter against the Astros this year in 14 games, including six homers and 20 RBIs.
And two of those six home runs
off
of Mike Fiers. Gattis back behind the dish after consulting with Fiers. Aoki the runner at second. Astros lead 2-0. In the bottom of the sixth inning.
You love these. When you're a pitcher, you really get satisfaction if you can get a big hitter like this out in a big moment.
The next pitch will be the ninth of the plate appearance to Cano. Fiers delivers. And it's popped up on the infield. Gurriel to his left, waiting for it to come down, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Mike Fiers wins the battle and strands a runner in scoring position. We're through six innings in Seattle. Astros 2. Mariners nothing.
Seager on second. Martin on first. Swung on and missed. Davinsky strikes out the side. Strands two runners and will go to the eighth. The Astros with a 2-0 lead.
And the Mariners are down to their final strike.
Well, he's gassing it up tonight. He's 99 or 100.
Martin ready. So is Giles. Two strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win their third in a row, take their second straight in the Pacific Northwest, defeating the Seattle Mariners 2-1.
And now they pull even with the Mariners, tied for second in the American League West, and pick up a game on just about everybody in that wild card race. What a night to win. Great pitching by four pitchers for the Astros. Fires six shutout innings. Davinsky, Gregerson, and Giles closing it out. What a great game. Great pitching by the Astros in the first two games of this series.
And welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros take on the Mariners in Seattle. And Jeff, two wins to start off this series against the Mariners, a chance for a sweep today in a stretch of 19 straight in the division to end the year. And obviously every game matters at this point with the Astros. Bunch with a bunch of teams there, three games back in the wild card.
Well, it does seem like we're already in the playoffs because every day can make such a huge difference. And, you know, coming off of a little bit of a disappointing homestand, to be able to get on the road against a team that's also in the same situation we are and win these first two games was huge. And props to both of our starters last couple nights, and hopefully we can keep that trend going.
Real shame, Alex Bregman going down on Wednesday, Jeff, with a hamstring injury. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to make it back, but such a big part of this lineup. The last couple of months, Alex Bregman, clutch hits, a lot of RBIs. That's a tough blow.
It is, and there's no question that Alex Bregman made us a better, stronger, deeper team.
Yep.
And we're just going to have to withstand the rest of the race without him, at least this month. But you know, the good news is Yuli Gurriel's playing good at third. He's hitting well, and he seems to be slotting into that two-hole that Bregman was doing so well in. So we just have to find the next guy and keep going. We're not the only club that has injury issues at this point, and it's really a war of attrition to a certain extent. Mm.
And speaking of injury issues, anything new on Dallas Keuchel or Lance McCullers, both trying to work their way back?
They are both trying to work their way back. I think I'd probably give a little better chance to Lance to be able to participate early in postseason and maybe Dallas later in postseason if it came to it. But I know they both want to be there desperately, and they're working hard to get back. Lance is already throwing, so it's he's a little further along. And obviously we could use his arm at any point in the rotation or in the bullpen.
Jeff, last time we talked to you last weekend, the rotation was miserable, really. I mean, just one time in the previous 10 games did they get to six innings. But now four games in a row, six or more innings, and everything's falling into place again.
It is. And, you know, we knew our guys were going to go through ups and downs. I think when they weren't getting deep into games, our bullpen was really stepping up and doing a nice job, and now our bullpen's getting a little bit of a break. So we're hoping that we can keep this going because if Pfister has a good outing today and just kind of keep the rotation rolling. Mm-hmm. It's going to make a big difference coming down the stretch these last few weeks.
All All right, more with Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1996, Roger Clemens pitched a five-hit shutout, and the Red Sox beat the Tigers 4-0. The win was just the 10th of the year for the burly right-hander, but it was still a milestone as he tied his own major league record with 20 strikeouts. What was amazing about this game was the Tigers were only able to put the ball in play 12 times, and they got five hits, which means that they batted 417 on the balls they hit. Clemens finished the season with a 10-13 record and an ERA of 363. The Red Sox thought he was near the end and traded him to the Blue Jays. He had 192 wins at the time, and as it turned out, he was nowhere near the end. After the trade, Roger won 162 more games, made the All-Star team six times, and captured four more Cy Young Awards.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks once again joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. And, you know, Jeff, David Paulino was earlier in the month announced as one of the Astros players going to the Arizona Fall League. But, of course, he wound up coming up with the Astros needing some starting pitching and made one start in Cleveland and hasn't pitched since then, although he did warm up once. What's the plan for Paulino going forward, and do you think the Arizona Fall League is still a possibility for him?
It is definitely still a possibility. It depends how much he gets used down the stretch here. We weren't sure if it was going to be him or Peacock who was going to take that extra spot in the rotation. Peacock's done such a nice job that I think it's his for now. But Paulino may have a chance to get some innings, and depending upon how much work he gets, we'll make a determination. But the Fall League, I think, would be a nice place for him to finish the season and get a few more high-quality innings, because he's certainly a guy that we think has a chance to be in our rotation as early as next year.
Jeff, I know you guys had a representative in Panama last Wednesday when Lourdes Gurriel had his showcase out there. Of course, he's the brother of Yuli Gurriel, the third baseman for the Astros. What was that like? I mean, did you get any reports back on how he looked?
Sure. I mean, it was about 50-plus scouts there for basically one player, which is always interesting, at a beautiful Rock Crew Stadium in Panama City. I've been to it several times. And, you know, he put on a good display. I think everything that we know about him, he was able to show to everybody in the industry. So this is a player that obviously is going to have a lot of demand, probably wait until after October to agree with the team and probably get a pretty nice deal. So we're certainly going to be in the mix. We have interest in him, and we, you know, we'd love to see him play alongside his brother down the road if possible.
Well, when you found out Alex Bregman was going to be out with a hamstring injury, brought Colin Moran back. He had been sitting at home after the minor league season had ended, but joined the team here in Seattle. And probably a nice way for him to finish off his year. You know, I mean, it remains to be seen how much playing time he gets, of course, but certainly a guy who was up earlier and has a lot of potential.
No doubt. And I called him and I said, Colin, where are you? He said, I'm in Jupiter. And I said, well, you know, would you like to join our team? He said, absolutely. Sign me up. So, you know, he'll get a couple pinch hits at least, maybe a start or two down the stretch. And I hope he contributes, because he certainly has a beautiful left-handed swing and he can, you know, he can do damage. So we're hoping that he gets a chance to, you know, continue to develop his career.
And Jeff, moving forward, talking about Colin Moran, are you thinking about third base and first base possibilities for him?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at our team next year, the one big question we have is probably first base. And, you know, Colin's a left-handed hitting guy, corner infielder, and A.J. Reed is as well. And, you know, we've got Singleton and we've got White. So we just don't know what that's going to look like. Maybe we go out and get a free agent. Maybe we think about that for left field. So, you know, Colin has his work cut out for him to make our club next year, but it's also – you know, it's not a position that's set in stone, so he definitely has a chance.
Jeff, what does it look like for Ramin Gudjuan? He's a left-handed pitcher, throws very hard, finished the season in AAA with the Grizzlies. What did he finish up doing? I mean, where is he in his development right now?
We love Gudjuan. He's got an electric arm, and when he's on, he's as good as anybody in the game. But, you know, when he doesn't have his command, you know, you can look up, and all of a sudden there's three guys on base and nobody out. So, you know, somewhere in between there is the real guy. We're going to continue to develop him, and I think he's got a chance to be in our bullpen next year as a lefty. We have to make a big decision on him this offseason, whether or not to add him to the roster, and that will drive a lot of what he ends up doing. But this guy certainly has an electric arm, and when he's on, he's as good as anybody, any left-handed reliever I've seen in a while.
Jeff Luhnow, Astros general manager. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luhnow here in the heat of Hot Stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline this fall.
After going through spring training, going through the season, the bond we formed as a team, as a unit, there were tears in the locker room after that game.
Visit Astros.com/radio for showtimes and broadcast info.
Hey, Astros fans, it's time for Astroline.
Astroline this fall, exclusively on the Houston Astros Radio Network.